Spring is here, the time when the sap in trees is rising. So let's think about the making of maple syrup. The sugar in maple tree sap is created through the process of photosynthesis, which converts sunlight energy into sugar. When temperatures drop in the fall, trees convert that sugar into starch, which they store in their trunks and roots. As winter's grip loosens, the tree converts that starch back into sugar, which passes into the xylem, the part of the tree's transport system that carries water upward. Boring a hole into a tree severs the sap-carrying wood fibers, so the sap drips into a waiting bucket, becoming part of our $150 million maple syrup industry. One of my students, Max, grew up in Wisconsin, where his family would stir big vats of sap and then griddle up stacks of pancakes for the first run of the season. Sap collection methods have evolved from collecting from individual trees. Max's family now uses plastic tubing and pumps to deliver sap directly to the heating vats that transform the watery sap to the gooey goodness we pour on our pancakes. But this delightful symbiosis between people and trees is becoming endangered due to climate change. As summer temperatures warm, the sugar content for the following year's harvest decreases, and reduced snowpacks make the soil more likely to freeze, which can decrease tree growth by as much as 40%. Sugar producers are now working on climate adaptation actions, such as shifting the tapping season and thinning the density of trees to ensure that pancake eaters will enjoy those dollops of converted sunlight far into the future. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.